A newcomer to the Matanuska Valley political scene is challenging House District 6 incumbent Republican Eric Feige for his seat in the legislature. Feige, a professional pilot with one House term under his belt, is a self-styled conservative voice for the district. His Democratic opponent, Jamie Duhamel, has spent the last year or so working for an anti-coal citizens group, but both candidates agree energy is the big issue. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
District 6, under the new redistricting map, stretches west to east from Sutton to Glen Allen, then south to north from Valdez to Delta Junction along the west side of the Richardson Highway. Eric Feige, a commercial air pilot, knows the territory well. He's represented most of it during his one term in the State House as District 12 representative.
You know, if you're going to try to accomplish things in the legislature, you have to at least appreciate. You can have your own opinion, certainly, but you have to appreciate that the other guy has an opinion, and you have to be able to work towards balancing your own needs, wants, and desires, your district's wants and needs and desires, and what the other guy wants.
Feige is a tall man with a serious demeanor, bespeaking his 9 years in the military. He is both a West Point graduate and teacher. As a pilot, he owned and operated a flight service in Aniak, flew commercially for Northern Air Cargo, and moved his family to Chickaloon about 12 years ago. He says the population of his big district is split, half west of Glen Allen and half along the Richardson, but all of it needs affordable energy.
We need to, as a state, come up with other ways to help provide energy to our state. Legislature's already taken a step towards building the Susitna Hydro Dam. Within my district, I got some money for the Copper Valley Electric Association last year to study the potential of putting a dam on the Tickle River. And indications are that it will be able to produce enough power year-round to certainly carry the entire Glen Allen Valdez electrical grid.
Jamie Duhamel says she was raised in an Alaska military family, born on Anchorage's Elmendorf Air Force Base. She and her family now reside in Sutton,
where we have a nice little humble piece of land. We're raising chickens and vegetables and just trying to teach our kids how to live off the land a bit.
She's an outspoken mother of four and has a background in social work and citizen advocacy. The race is Duhamel's first foray into state politics. She says she's well aware of the needs of Alaska's families.
For the majority of the district, it is energy. The natural gas pipeline to Valdez is a pretty critical project that we need to move forward with immediately. It will serve and benefit the majority of the district along the Richardson Highway from Fairbanks to Valdez. On the other side of the district, we're facing other types of energy development issues in the name of coal mines that are intruding upon private property rights and property values and quality of life issues.
Both candidates advocate for a natural gas pipeline, although they favor different types of projects. Feige says the Trans-Canada plan for a large diameter gas line makes most economic sense, although it won't happen until markets are found for the gas. Duhamel would prefer an all-Alaska-built gas line from the North Slope to Valdez. She says trucking natural gas to serve local customers is an option, too. Coal development has caused friction among District 6 residents within the Matanuska-Susitna borough. Feige says coal mining can be done with minimal impact.
The people of Sutton would love to see, by a margin of about 75% to 25%, would love to see the Yusubeli Coal Company come in and construct the mine that they have already had permitted for the last 20 years. But I've been to every major mine in the state. And I know that modern mining methods are very capable of extracting the resource and doing it in a way that has a minimal impact.
Conversely, Duhamel, who worked as a spokeswoman for the anti-coal group Matsu Coalition, says development projects should tread carefully.
We need to be really mindful of the development projects that we support. They're not all created equal. Not all jobs are created equal. And so I'm just not a proponent of mindless, job is a job, development for development's sake. We need to make sure that the benefits will outweigh any kind of negative consequences. And when they don't, then we shouldn't proceed.
The candidates have differing views on the state administration's plan to cut oil taxes, with Feige taking the Republican line to cut taxes and Duhamel siding with the Senate's bipartisan committee block to that plan. Energy and its high cost is a common link in a district that stretches from Tidewater to the interior, and it could shape the outcome of this election. I'm Ellen Lockyer.